Ted Branson stood in the center of an old-fashioned kitchen with dirty walls, once bright yellow, now covered with a dingy film, the result of countless smoky and greasy meals. Good, he thought. Perfect surfaces for fingerprints. But there were no fingerprints. He could see fingerprint powder residue that had produced no results. Once Edna had the name Bear, she immediately set to work interviewing the town's homeless population. As everyone knew Bear and no one liked him, it took her little time to find his last place of residence. She's good, Branson thought. Better than most big city cops. A pleasant surprise. The sheriff's forensic people found no prints, right? Branson asked Edna when he entered the room. The team found nothing. Would you mind waiting right there for a moment? I just want to get a feel of the room with no one in it. I'm not questioning your team's thoroughness, but it's certainly suggestive. What's suggestive? The place has been carefully wiped of all prints. I bet they'd find prints in your kitchen if they dusted. Professional. Very careful. Winton. Winton? You call him Bear. I've known him for 3 decades as Winton. As you know, it was his fingerprints that brought me here. I'll bet anything Bear and Winton are one and the same person. What do you expect to find? Not much, but it never hurts to look. I know this Bear fellow of yours. Oh, how I know him. I can smell him, feel him. He's been here, and he may have slipped up. He does, from time to time. Branson dropped to the floor beside the chipped enamel kitchen table. He put on rubber gloves and picked up a table leg and looked at the spot of floor that had been under it. There, he said. He gestured for Edna to enter. He pointed out to her a small, almost transparent spot of residue. He sniffed the area, then touched a corner. He smiled. He smelled under the table. With the side of his head resting on the pitted linoleum floor, he scanned the room. There. Yes, something. Don't move, he told her. He crawled over to the sink area. He took a plastic bag with a Q-tip in it out of his pocket. With the Q-tip, he swept up a tiny shaving and placed it in the plastic bag. He stood up. What have you found? She asked. I want you to keep this room sealed as a crime scene. I intend to call in an FBI forensics team. No criticism meant. I just feel more comfortable with my own people. And I have some special jobs for them. Like what? Edna repeated. That residue under the table leg smells of gasoline, and it appears sticky. My guess is homemade napalm gel. A similar odor clings to a rectangular area near that leg. Perhaps a can of gas sat there, or the finished napalm. That flake under the sink appears to be ordinary laundry soap, shaved from a bar. Soap is used in making napalm. So you think this was a bomb-making facility? Incendiary devices used in the 2 arson attacks could have been constructed here. The exact chemical composition of that spot could directly connect at least one of those attacks to this kitchen. Then all we need is to tie Winton, Bear, to this place, and we strengthen the evidentiary trail connecting him to the crimes. But he's cleaned the place of prints, and he thought he'd removed every trace of his napalm making. Branson paused and scanned the kitchen again. His gaze swung slowly around the room, looking for some area the forensic team may have missed. He stopped as his eyes focused on a little window above the stove. Looked as if it had been recently opened. He walked over to the stove. Edna followed. Yes, I'm right. A chip in the paint at the bottom of the window was fresh. Maybe, just maybe. I'm sure your team dusted the window, but how would you open a window like that? You'd have to lean over the stove, grip the top with your hands, and pull to start its movement upward. Winton would expect those prints on the frame to be picked up by your men and wipe the surface carefully. Then what?
I see what you mean, Edna said. I'd grip the bottom of the window.